Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our producer Jessica has partnered up with her friend Hula and has put together a podcast. I think it's called Disney Dorks on radio.com.
No,
what's it called?
Leader of the Club.
I'm sorry, Leader of the Club. I love you. I'm just playing with you.
Yes.
And
you can download the radio.com app, and not only can you listen to producer Jess's podcast, you can listen to KSON. You can take us anywhere. And you know what? Let's say you are a fan of KSON's Legendary Country. You can listen to that as well. Maybe your dad is. You know, you'll have to check that out, because I know Rick Jackson on Sunday will probably be doing a special Father's Day edition of his classic country countdown.
That is such a great show.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Rick Jackson, our old boss.
Yeah.
Miss you, pal.
It's like sitting in his living room listening to all these stories about the legendary artists. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy we used to work for him?
I know.
I mean, what a great opportunity that was.
Yeah.
How lucky are we? All right. Anyway, Jessica, you have another edition of...
How many times did Jessica
the Toy Story 4 edition.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So first of all, how did you get... I didn't see a screening for Toy... Really?
Yep. The only reason I didn't go is because I really wanted to, is because we had Jake Owen that night.
Oh, yeah.
And I just knew it was going to be super tough to be able to go to that and then go to Jake Owen, which is why Jess missed out on Jake Owen, who she really wanted to see, by the way.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Jake Owen asked about you.
He didn't.
Yeah, kind of. He said, how's your producer?
And he meant Steph?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why do you have to rain on your parade? I'm trying to help you. All right, so you saw Toy Story 4. Now we have to guess how many times you cried.
Yes.
Do we want to review after, or do we want to guess how many times you cried first? Make the call.
We got to guess how many times I cried first, because I say it in here.
Gotcha. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You are a Disney fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, Toy Story is always so sad.
And for comparison, I cried 10 times in Endgame.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to say you cried 7 times in Toy Story 4.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that you started crying in Toy Story 4 when the credits started rolling, like the beginning. Like
the very
beginning? Because like when I went to the theater to see The Godfather 3 back in the day, like, oh my God, I'm seeing this in the theater. I was a younger guy then. I mean, I got choked up when I heard it. Right. So, I mean, I guess right off the bat, I'm going to say you cried 7 and you started right when the credits started rolling in the beginning. Tammy.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, I know how you are. I think Toy Story is going to affect you even more now that you're a mom with Walt. And I'm going to say 12.
Yeah.
I think that was
12.
My guess.
Wow.
I think that was my guess on social media when you posted you were going. So I have to stick with that.
Can I change my answer? Because I forgot about Walt. I'm going to go 11.
Sure.
I'm going to go 11.
Okay.
11. Okay. 11 times. Let's see who the winner is. Jessica. And her Toy Story 4.
Right. All right, so I just got out of a screening of Toy Story 4. Full review next week on the Leader of the Club pod.
You'll be giving us the full review first, please. Thank you. I mean, it's after all, is your job.
Well, I can talk longer on the podcast.
I understand,
so I can
but
talk
let's be honest that you'll be giving your full review here first.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, anyway.
But just quickly, for those wondering, I cried 4 times.
What?
4 times.
I know.
When did you become heartless? 4 times?
And there's a story behind it.
I cried 4 times this morning for nothing.
Right.
There's a story behind it. I probably would have cried more if, number one, I didn't have to use the restroom so bad the entire movie. And number two, at the beginning of it, some people behind me were a little rude to me. So.
Yeah. So it started her off in a bad way.
It started me off in a bad way.
Yeah.
So. But then once I got into the story,
I want names of people who were rude to our
producer. I don't know who the random people.
Was it a media screening?
I don't know who it was.
What did they do? Can you share?
They just told me, they said, it's a whole story.
It's a whole story.
On. Yeah.
And as far as having to go pee-pee the whole time, what, do you have a couple pops beforehand or a Toy Story 4 cocktail?
I decided that day that I should start drinking 100 ounces of water again.
Oh, good call, right before a movie.
Yeah.
And also quick tip, in case you don't listen to the pod next week, but you should, Definitely stay for the post-credit scene and don't book it like I did, because there is a post-credit scene and I had to pee. So I kind of missed most of it. Oh, well.
So there's been talk that The Lion King and or Toy Story 4 will be the biggest opponents, hopefuls, as far as somebody that can maybe think about overtaking Avengers. What do you think? You saw it.
Yeah.
I think of the two, Toy Story 4 has the bigger, would probably be the one to overtake Avengers, but I don't know if it's going to be able to.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. Now, there are a lot of people saying that it is the best in the franchise. I don't think so. I liked it, but I don't think it's the best one yet.
I just watched Toy Story 3 last week. Big mistake, because it just got me on my whole week of crying this week.
Oh, right.
I think Toy Story 3 was the best in the group, just because of the whole Andy tie-in at the end.
Oh, sure.
And I thought it was a reasonable, kind of a logical way to end the entire franchise.
I'm looking forward to the non-typical toys that are in Toy Story 4, like Sporky. Oh. You know,
Forky is the best.
I'm sorry, because it is a spork, right? It is a spork, though.
Yes.
Why didn't they just call it Sporky instead of Forky?
Well,
I know.
It's America 2019. Now, you don't want to offend all you teachers.
And finally, Key and Peele steal the show, by the way.
Okay,
they
awesome.
They always steal the show.
They were
they're
so
in this
good. They're Ducky and Bunny, and they're hysterical.
Hey, what do they do to... what do they do about the Don Rickles part? Or
you got to go to the movie and
you
see.
You got to watch. You got
to
watch.
Do they pay tribute to him? Please tell me they do.
You got to go to the movie.
You know who else is paying tribute? You watch the Cake Wars shows, right? And the best cake maker and all that. I don't know which one it was, but that's what they were making cakes for, was Toy Story.
Oh.
And they did a Forky cake and they did the Ducky and Bunny cake.
Tammy,
yeah.
Are you getting? Yeah. I'm getting the vibe that Jessica thought it was just okay.
I loved it. I just don't think it was the best one of the franchise.
Okay.
All right, but definitely worth going.
Yes.
And just for kicks, in case someone wants to go to radio.com, what's the name of that podcast?
Leader of the Club.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very nice. I'll check it out sometime.
Uh-huh.